Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking Keep the Faith. Keep the Faith. Joshua 14. Verse 6. A delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report. My brothers who were with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." Caleb wholeheartedly followed the Lord. What would that take? What would that take to have such wholeheartedness, such boldness, and to be brave like that? That was 40 years. 40 years when he was 40 years old. That's a time of testing, 40. And in Numbers 13, talks of what happened when they were exploring the land. There's another 40 days they were exploring the land. The ones that were sent out. The men returned to Moses, Aaron, and the whole community of Israel at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community of what they'd seen and showed them the fruit they had taken from the land. This was their report to Moses. "We entered the land you sent us to explore, and indeed it's a beautiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. The people living there are powerful and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there. The descendants of Anak, the Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites and Amorites live in the hill countries. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once and take the land," he said. "We will certainly conquer it." The other men disagreed. "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than us." So they spread this bad report. And they, next to them, we felt like grasshoppers. And that's what they thought too. That's what they told the people, that they felt compared like grasshoppers. What was it that gave Caleb a different spirit? There's all these negatives and there was a positive and he took the positive. Well, it was from a delegation of Judah, and Judah means praise. Caleb chose praise. Caleb chose to lift God above the problems, to lift God above the circumstance. Numbers 14:24, "Because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I'll bring him into the land he went to." He would go into the land of the Kadesh Barnea. What's your Kadesh Barnea spiritually? Challenge? What challenge? When you stack up your challenge next to God, challenge what challenge? See, when they stacked up their challenge to themselves, they felt like grasshoppers. But when you stack up your challenge next to God, that's challenge what challenge? Because God, he's awesome, he's great, he's mighty, he's powerful, he's everything. They went to explore the land, and the 40 days was the time of testing. Devoted. Something Caleb was devoted. Devoted means consecrated or dedicated, affection, love, and zeal. He had a zeal. For passion to translate into runs on the board takes a realization of God that has the capability. God that is in Ephesians talks about God can do more than we can even ask, think, or imagine. That's the God that we serve. Praise and worship is catalyst of Holy Spirit moves of God. Praise and worship is a catalyst because it seems to be that small. It seems to be that small in the sense of the delegation of Judah. That's like there was like 10 and there was like 2 and it was the 2 that was like a different. And it's like praise and worship is a catalyst of Holy Spirit moves of God because it's like it's that extra that you put in. It's that extra of praise and worship, the lifting up God. Because he's the one, at the end of the day, he's the one that can help. He's the one that gives us the ability that we wouldn't have. The anointing is the ability to that God provides for us, that he gives us to complete the work he has. And in contrast, I wanted to look at another sent out. In Luke 10, Jesus sends out his disciples. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. I just love that this is a different time and a different, completely different story, but these people were devoted, and the two of faith, it's like, it was really significant. And verse 2, these were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. And they went and they were like spinning out because, you know, God was using them in a mighty way. And when they returned, verse 16, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. And then Jesus, he was like, don't rejoice because evil spirits obey. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. And then he prays this prayer. He prays this awesome prayer. And at that same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. He was pumped. And he said, O Lord, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever and revealing them to the childlike. Sometimes faith causes you to be childlike. Thank you, God. What is it in your life, your Kadesh Barnea, spiritually? Great fruit and everything. Just there's challenges that you perceive. What can you do to bring praise to the Kadesh Barnea? What can you do to lift up Jesus in the face of that and cause praise and worship of God to be larger than that? Because when you stack up your challenge next to God, it's challenge. What challenge? And you can keep the faith. We know that scripture in Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and not the evidence of what is not unseen. And sometimes what praise does is it helps us to reconfigure our lives so that we can believe God. We can stretch our faith. We can keep the faith. Amen. Because it's not how we start, it's how we finish. And I'm excited to praise God and praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you're listening to this message and you're like, wow, that's really cool, like, yeah, like, I think it's really cool how Jesus sent out the 72 in pairs, and you know, now we're in a different dispensation of time where the Holy Spirit is like has poured out across all the earth, and it's like when the Holy Spirit moves, there is consecration, like that we're talking about, devoted, that's consecrated, dedicated, that affection, love and zeal. So to be devoted, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit that causes us to be devoted. That's the work of the Holy Spirit that brings us to be consecrated and dedicated. It's something that we can't do by ourselves, and that's when praise and worship is a catalyst of the Holy Spirit moves of God. And if that's you today and you're like, yeah, like I really want to be devoted, I really want to be able to say challenge, what challenge? Because in reality, that's not my story. You see, like I've got difficulties, I've got problems, I've got challenges. We all have. Let's flip that over. Let's turn that around and go, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You're great and you're able. And we just believe that. And I just would love to pray a prayer for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for anyone that's feeling overwhelmed at times and with challenge, maybe stress, maybe pressure. And I just want to pray for encouragement and strengthening. And Lord Jesus, that you would help them to keep the faith, to believe and continue to believe for all that you have called them to, for all that you have for their lives, that, yeah, that God enables them. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're listening and, you know, when I was talking of Jesus, you know, Jesus, he died for us and he rose again and he's alive. Jesus is alive. And I'd love to pray a prayer if anyone would like to, you know, pray a prayer to invite Jesus to be their Lord and save them. Because if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, then you will be saved. And so if you would like to repeat after me, you're welcome. Thank you, God. I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe, Jesus, you died for me and you rose again. I'm sorry for mistakes I have made. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, I'm a follower of Jesus. Amen. Wow, that's awesome. If you were able to pray that prayer, and you know, we can be sent out like the 72. We can be workers in the harvest, just like that scripture was talking about. And we can be dedicated, and it's from the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I do agree with that prayer of workers to the harvest, Lord Jesus, that I would love to be dedicated to you and consecrated to you. And if anyone else is believing that for their lives, I just want to bless them in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening.